Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Oh, welcome to another episode of Hate to Break It to You, World's on Fire edition. If you like it, like and subscribe. If you don't. People are like, what? Just if you like it, like and subscribe. If you don't. You don't have to like it. Let's go right into reacting to the insane people. Obviously, you have seen the Dior bags update. And obviously, the year started with insane things happening.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Officer Smith. I'm with Nashville Airport Police. They're saying that they want you off of their aircraft.
Once someone says, "What's your name?" you already know they're psychos.
Aircraft.
Why is that?
I don't know. They just said that you were refusing to get off their aircraft after they asked you to get off.
Right. They didn't give me a reason why I needed to get off. They told me that they were going to talk to me outside, as if they didn't want me to. They didn't inform me why they were going to. Let me catch my breath. So many people, like, on top of me.
Okay.
Like, this is
have you
okay.
had anything to drink today?
No, I keep asking for water. They didn't give me water. They told me that the plane was delayed. I just want water.
Okay. Have you had any alcohol today?
No. I'm okay. On a sabbatical.
Okay.
People are just generally psycho. I fly all the time. Have no desire to fly this year, by the way, with all the stuff happening. I'd rather just fucking take my van and go. I fly all the time. People are generally narcissists. This woman looks like she's a little crazy. I followed this whole story. People are losing their minds. She might have a brain problem. She might be messed up. But, like, yeah, this is like a whole planet of people are going somewhere with a life that they have to do, and we have to cohabit the space, but we have to deal with it.
Okay, so do you mind stepping off the aircraft and they can talk? My name is Officer Smith, yes.
I'm sorry. You see, I think it's important that people call you by your first name.
You can call me by my first name, that's fine.
Okay, she's already seeming like she's a nut. And it's okay to say that. She's a nut. I think it's important that people call you by your first name. She's a little nuts. I don't know if she's on drugs. She said she wasn't, so she might have a mental issue. But at this point, okay, cool. They're being nice, but she's holding up the whole plane.
Do you mind stepping off the aircraft? We can figure out what's
can
going
you
on.
Let me know. I'm going home, so okay. I need to know why I'm getting off the plane.
So they're a private company. They're allowed
they already
to
told you.
Service on their aircraft. So
anytime a private company,
yeah,
like a business.
Yes, they're a business, so they're allowed to refuse you service.
Like capitalism.
So because, okay. So if you do not get off the plane, we are going to deboard the entire plane.
Ooh.
And we will pull you off of the plane.
You're going to pull the... I have to set my intention, and I have to...
I had to set my intention. People are so nuts. I have to breathe. So, really, they would onboard the whole plane, which would be... And now, she's... has to could leave or get drug and all.
Stay calm. Stay calm.
So,
stay calm.
I don't know what's going on. Like I said, they didn't tell me what the problem is. So, if you will get up and just walk off, then we can deal with it.
Okay, what is the reason why I'm getting...
Oh my God, it's three times now.
They're a private company and they're allowed to deny the service on their airline.
Okay, can I get the reason why they are denying me service?
They don't have to have a reason.
Oh my God, because you're nuts. Get off the plane. Now, if I say that, I'm an a**hole, right? You're nuts. Why do we get to baby these nuts?
So, they can just throw me off?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably caused a problem.
Yep. They're a private company.
Yeah, it's the law.
Any private company can do that?
Yeah.
Yep. So, can you breathe? I'm getting, like, can I have some water?
No, you can't have water. No, you cannot have water.
I thought you guys were going to bring me some water.
No.
No.
Okay. So I'll wait here for the water.
No, you're not getting water.
Ma'am, you need to stand up and get off the plane, or every single person's going to get off of this plane.
You won't.
And we will deal with you.
You're going to deal with me
yes.
if I don't get off the plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to deal with me?
Yes.
What does that mean? Like, you're going to... Me, you're gonna like deport me. Like, my family is from Portugal. Like, that's not okay.
I have yes. no reason.
I'm
to
a U.S. Kill. Citizen, and I'm white, or maybe I'm black. I don't know. But this is just a tattoo. See, I am human too.
We're all human.
Okay.
Great.
Mic drop.
There's no mic drop.
Okay.
I'm gonna be the first female.
Can we deboard the plane, please?
No. Now you pissed everybody off. So good. They pissed everybody off.
Walk off. I'm not doing this with a plane full of people.
Not doing this with a plane full of people.
I'm not doing this with a plane full of people.
Instead of getting all the way off.
Go in the back, but the only option we have coming before us if we can't get the lady to help us.
This is my 4-3 scheduled flight. Please don't do this. Get off.
I love the people like, get off. Can I have water? No.
Hotel 5 still shows door unlocked. May I re-secure it?
All right, so she's not crazy, that crazy that she's getting off. That's nice. All right, so she got off. I could say a lot. The woman is obviously having a mental episode, whether she's nuts, whether she's becoming nuts, or whether she's drunk. It's too much. And there's a lot of people out there like that.
A New York concierge has been arrested because it is found out that she has poisoned hundreds of cheating husbands. Yeah, buckle up. So this woman is a concierge at a nice hotel in New York City. And whenever a man would check in with a woman that was a little suspicious, she would go on Facebook and look this man up. And if the woman he was checking in with was not his wife, she would DM the wife. She would send the wife a little message and be like, "Hey girl, your hubby is here and he's not with you." And then she would offer the wife a list of services that she could choose from that this woman would do to the couple while they were there. And they spanned all the way from like annoyances to bed bugs to, you know, the number one service was poison. She would then give the husband food poisoning. So then the whole time he's there, he's obviously just shitting his brains out in the bathroom. Not doing anything with the mistress. She's done this to hundreds of men. Not all heroes wear capes. This woman is a gem.
I mean, it's a pretty funny ass thing, to be honest. Hopefully she didn't kill anyone. Hopefully that did not happen.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But annoyances, maid services, knocks on the door. That's pretty funny if that's her side hustle. Bed. But hopefully she did not do anything, you know, like harmful. Just annoyances. I mean, listen. There's so much I could say. The whole thing of marriage is so intense. It's 2025. The way marriage is now, social media, you really can't do anything. You have to either be single or be in a relationship or know the rules and parameters of your relationship, because if not, you're just going to, you know, somebody's going to say something, and it's just everything has got a trail. So, you know, I don't know how long some of these guys have been married, or they're, you know, have a good situation where they don't want to mess it up with their wife, but they don't feel it's bad that they can step out on her physically, unless maybe they are with somebody and they don't, it's not physical. They just hang with the new girl to listen to them. I don't know. But that's, I'm low key right now because I'm feeling a little under the weather, but it's funny as long as no one was hurt. But that's pretty damn funny. So Sebastian Stan was offered to take part in Variety's Actors on Actors because he did it in a movie called The Apprentice. But he couldn't participate because no publicist wanted their clients to be paired with him to talk about the film. That's insane. And I wish I didn't feel so bad right now, because that is insane. This guy does this incredible performance. If Trump wasn't so famous, you would look at that and go, that's a really cool, nuanced performance. And if there wasn't a million people doing or trying to do impressions of him, just in this picture, he looks very much like Trump. I haven't seen it, but it looks very good. So it's awesome that they made the movie. But the fact that no publicist will allow him to sit with someone else is completely biased and shows you that Hollywood leans one way and why it's losing market share. And that should be a huge story. This should be on the cover of every paper, at least in Hollywood. Man banned for acting. And all the actors that didn't want to, all the publicists, you should have every name, because they're helping divide us, you know? It's just acting. This guy's in Disney movies. I'm sure he's a very reasonable person, you know, but you're making now somebody that will be really annoyed. This guy's a really good actor, and I should get him on. How do we get Sebastian Stan on? He should talk about it, right? That's why my pod should be like that. Like, this guy should come on my pod. God, dude, come on the pod and open up. That's crazy. I want to see the details. Let's get him on the pod. Can we do that? Bucky! Let's go!
This right here is a Krampus celebration going on in Norway. I'm not trying to ruin Christmas for you. I'm just showing you how other people celebrate Christmas around the world. By the way, credit to that guy right there. So, this right here, Krampus, is actually a half demon, some other kind of monster, that's supposed to come and punish children. And he comes on behalf and with Saint Nick. This story gets a whole lot stranger and a whole lot darker in 1 second. That second is now. You're probably wondering, what does Krampus do to adults?
Krampus.
He comes to put people in the chains of bondage. You can't even make this up. Which brings us to Saint Nick. Have y'all ever thought it strange that Santa Claus lives at the North Pole? He sees you when you're sleeping. He sees you when you're awake. He's all-knowing, omnipotent, always there to give someone according to their works. He punishes the children badly with birch rods. And the North Pole, where Santa lives, being omnipotent, they also have the aurora, which the colors mimic that of God's throne. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to make Santa in the likeness of God and an anagram for Satan, just for fun.
Look, Christmas is low-key getting in trouble lately. I don't know if Christmas... I think Christmas is a little bit of a work. I think the origin of Christmas, there's a lot more darkness to it than people realize. And I think that that's kind of crazy. But Krampus is a real thing. It's a real legend. And look at those people that looked like Krampus. That is in the Santa family. Saint Nick, Kris Kringle, I talked about it. Santa Claus, the taking of children, the leaving of a gift, the sacrifice of one. Were you good? You get this. Were you bad? Look in the Krampus. You think I'm crazy, but that's really weird. That's very weird. It's like some Nordic place. I don't know where it is. And they all those costumes? That's scary as that's Christmas? That's scary as
it's not just that they're lazy. They are horny. Veteran affairs officials in Tennessee just got caught having an orgy on the clock. And not just any orgy, 12 people, butt naked, all over each other at work. We paid for that orgy. This was a taxpayer-funded orgy. Veterans affairs, literally. Some of the sex was at the VA hospital. So while veterans are getting MRIs, these guys are in the other room going at it.
Getting in
and one of these
thighs.
Bureaucrats fessed up to sleeping with 32 of his coworkers. 32. 32.
MRIs in these thighs.
Email bragging about it. This is the same VA that put veterans on wait lists to die. And they got bonuses the longer the wait list. So Obama said he cleaned it up, right? Remember, I cleaned up the VA. It's not cleaned up where I come from, Barack. We're $36 trillion in debt, and the government's either working from home or having orgies.
Yo, that's crazy. I always say that people think Hollywood is devious, which it is. Obviously, you're seeing that. But I think there's a lot of deviant people in normal life, and they don't talk about it enough. Like, the crazy stuff I've seen at the Playboy Mansion were not Hef's parties, but they were, like, when someone rented it out, some corporate sponsor. Some of the things I saw were crazy. It was people just having a good time, but it was like nothing I would ever do remotely in public, let alone, I don't know, private. I mean, and I get it, because if you're a straight and narrow person, you want to lose your mind because you're so straight and narrow. It's like when people work with such confines, they have to let air out of the tires. But yeah, I mean, half of the shit these people do, like, and you always hear about it, and nurses stations or teachers or, you know, these hospitals. I mean, if anyone should have a little sex, it should be the veterans. I mean, they've seen too much. But I don't know if they're veterans. I don't know if they're people that just work there. But, like, yo, like, a 12-person orgy on premises? What? What about cameras? What about getting arrested? Or what about being fired? Or what about diseases? Am I crazy? What about diseases? What about if they're, you know what? There's a new dating app for that, and it's called Un Something, and it's only people that did not get the. What are people doing? They're nuts. People are crazy. They're crazy. I'll be back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.